Hello and welcome to This Week in James City County. I'm your host, Renee Dahlman. Today, for our 201st episode, we are once again joined by Chris Williams. Chris is the head of all things video for James City County. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you, Renee, for having me on again. Last time you gave me a very elaborate title, which was very, regal. This one is much more simple. I like it as well.
But I think it's just as effective because you truly are all things video for the county, right?
Yeah, if it involves a moving picture, that's usually what we're involved in, like the
Absolutely.
one behind me right now.
Absolutely. Okay, so can you help me remember what did I say that your title was last time?
Last time you said it was video production ruler of the world, I think, or something
Oh,
like that,
that's good too.
which sounded fine. It just seemed like you were giving us a lot of jurisdiction over things we don't really have. It's mostly just James City County.
But your videos are seen elsewhere, right? Not just in James City County.
All over the world, that is true.
All over the world. Very,
Yes.
very good. Well, Chris, as always, I really appreciate you coming on. I know that you and we tend to have a good time when we're doing these podcasts.
Yes, we do.
And I think, is this the first one that we've done on video?
This is the first one we've done on video.
Okay. Well,
Yes.
and I want to thank you for being so helpful with you and your guys on getting our podcast every week now uploaded to the YouTube channel.
Yes, anyone who is listening to this on podcast, that's great as well. But if you have access to YouTube, you should really watch us because it's very fun.
It is very fun.
And it's good to put faces behind voices and,
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, we had Adam come on and we kind of turned the tables and he did the podcast with me last week.
Yes.
And we're now, I don't want to say we're being recognized outside of county staff, but we are being recognized. So, we'll take it. We're becoming kind of famous.
Yes, we are. And, we're still humble,
We, oh gosh,
which is what I
yes.
appreciate the most about us.
Absolutely.
But we'll see how long that lasts
Right, because
because
this 201st episode, I it's going to be who knows.
things are
So
going to change after this.
they are, but I'm going to always be dedicated to James City County. So
Same.
same for sure.
I'll always remember James City County as I'm giving my acceptance speeches.
Absolutely. Oh, and someone did send me a picture of an Emmy because I said that at one point we're going to win Emmys, I'm for sure. And they told me to just disregard the name that was at the bottom of the Emmy. I love it. So anyway, it's my new favorite thing. I
Just a
need to print it.
placeholder.
Yeah, I need to print it out and put it on my door or something.
Yes.
But speaking of awards, see, I'm a professional podcast host. Did you notice how I did that?
Transition.
Yeah,
Great segue.
Thank you. You all have actual awards that you can like touch and that are like real things. Tell me about them.
So we do submit every year for different awards. Some of them are national, some of them are more local, but we were able to take home a few since the last time we talked. I think the last time we talked was December of 22.
Yes.
So since then we've won a couple of different awards. We won Communicator Awards, which I know you're familiar with. They have a pretty robust video category, which we need to get you in there as well coming
Probably.
up because you're making pretty good stuff over here. But we did win a couple of awards of excellence for the 3D house videos that we did a few years back. One on the story of the house, we won in the government relations category. And then for the time lapse, we won in a videography category that they have. So the craft awards are always cool because, they judge it on a slightly different plane. So whenever we get a videography award, we're like, okay, it gives us a confidence boost that we actually are kind of decent at what we do, I guess. So it's always nice to receive
Absolutely.
those.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and the work that you all do, I've told you, I think right now I'm kind of struggling. I've got a series of podcasts coming up, and I have all this B-roll footage that I went and shot. And so it's like, okay, well, I've got to somehow marry the two. And I know how to do that technically,
Yeah.
but to do it where you're telling a story, where it's not here is a tree. Okay, here's a picture of a tree. You know, and it's, I'm very impressed. I always have been impressed with the work that you all and John and Mitchell do, but it's much more complicated than I think most people think, myself included.
Yeah, the video production is cool because every video that we produce, it has a slightly different process. And sometimes that can, you know, lead to difficulties, but it also keeps things fresh for us. So, you know, if you use the 3D house video, for example, I know we talked about it last time, but, you know, we got B-roll of that house for about, you know, 4 months during its construction. Then when it came time to create a full video of it, we wanted to interview people that were involved with it. And, you know, I always tell folks when we're going through the process with different departments, when they submit videos, if you want interviews in the video, it kind of, you know, interviews really drive everything. You know, if they wanted us to write a script, you know, for example, if you were to write a script for your podcast, you'd have to record this interview first.
Right.
Because the interview portions are really going to drive the rest of the content. So we kind of have to take care of that and then marry the two together. It's kind of like baking a cake in a way. You got to get everything together first. And then once you have all the ingredients, you have to start baking.
Well, that is one way to bake a cake. You can also go to the grocery store and buy a cake. I don't know.
Oh, we often, you know, forget some kind of spice and then have to go out and fly a drone to get some footage over something. So yeah, it's, you know, the process is the same. I'm not a great baker, but, you know, luckily most of the folks here are pretty decent editors. So
yes, well, and it's a skill. It is much more difficult than I originally thought. So, but I'm having a good time doing it, and
you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. I said to John, you know, John has come in and helped me, and Mitchell has dealt with me when I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm losing my mind on this. And you all have been a great supportive team, so I am very appreciative of that. Now, here comes another professional podcaster segue. You ready?
But
you actually handed this to me, so it makes it easy. Speaking of drones, I know you all do a lot of great work with drones. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so part of the videography that we do, you know, most of our videos that we capture are handheld. So we will take out handheld camera, get footage of it, or put up a time-lapse camera to get footage of construction projects. But we do a lot of aerial video too with drones. And, you know, you'll hear us call it aerial media or drones or anything, but, you know, it's all just, you know, taking a drone, flying it in the air, getting, you know, beautiful overhead shots. It really does add to the production value of videos. And, you know, it's one of those things that people just never really get tired of seeing.
Absolutely.
Because it's just always cool to see, you know, a park from up above, and then you know, get to pan around and realize like, oh, I didn't realize that thing was that close. But if you're, you know, if you were flying through the air at a Chickahominy Park, you're able to see a lot of other things that seem a lot further away because of, you know, driving there.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and you all didn't just decide one day to go buy drones. There was some special training, right?
Yeah. So in order to fly drones, you know, the drone license that you have to get is through the FAA. So Federal Aviation Administration. It is it's something that you have to get on a national level. If you're flying commercially in any way, instead of just recreationally, you're supposed to have an FAA license. So we went through the process in about 2017, I think we went through the process. We had someone come out and get drone footage for us in 2016, a third party company, and they did a great job. And we were like, wow, we should really look into trying to do this ourselves. So then we went down the rabbit hole of studying to get our licenses. And you have to take a aviation test that has to be done over Newport News Airport. You have to go over there and take the test. And the test, I mean, you're basically learning how to become a pilot, even though you're not actually, you know, physically flying the device. You have to learn about different airspaces and where you can fly and where you can't fly. So I remember once I passed my initial test in 2017, the person who was administrating it's like, you know, if you pay an extra $500, you can get your student pilot's license too, if you want. So yeah, that was very interesting to find out how close the two of them are. But, you know, all that is important because you do have to, we can't just fly anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, there are certain places in the county that we have to get approval to fly at. If you don't get approval, you will get into trouble with the FAA, and nobody wants that. Mm-mm. So there are only a few places in the county, thankfully, that we have to, you know, deal with that. But, you know, you kind of learn them as you go. I remember we were flying down in the Grove area a few years ago, and we look at these aeronautical charts that kind of will show you, you know, different circles and things of where you can fly and where you can't fly. And the place we were going to fly was right on the edge. And we were like, we know we're very close to being in, it's actually Fort Eustis flying area. So we had to just get approval from them and make sure that, you know, they were okay with us flying. We had to do it weeks ahead of time. So that, you know, a lot of pre-planning involved. And once they gave us the okay, we drive down there and we let them know that we're on the way and how long we expect to be there for. And they give us the okay. If they don't give us the okay in that airspace, the drone will not take off. So that helps as well.
Okay. Well, I was a little worried you were going to say then the drone was shot down. And
No.
I'm very glad to hear that you had the foresight to call.
Yes. That is the importance of pre-planning for any shoot you do. You have to make sure that, you know, it's not going to rain or your drone isn't going to get shot down.
Right. Both of those things.
Yeah.
So absolutely. Very cool on drones. And I know that you've got the channel playing behind you right now.
We do.
Tell us where everybody can find the channel, because it's different than what it used to be 100 years ago.
Yeah. So 100 years ago, we have three channels. There's a public channel, an educational channel, and a government channel. We just call them PEG channels for short, PEG. So behind us is the government channel. That's JCC TV is what we call it. Mm-hmm. That is on Cox Cable Channel 88, but also streaming online 24/7. And you can find that at jamescitycountyva.gov/TV. And you'll see the live stream section on the side. And each channel airs different programming. You know, on the government channel, we air a lot of board meetings. If it isn't a board meeting day, we'll air a lot of, you know, DIY repair shows, or This Week in James City County airs multiple times a day because you give us so much content.
Especially now, I'm very proud of myself.
Absolutely. So that airs two or three times a day. And we also air locally produced things from historic Jamestown. We air local documentaries, you know, it really just, you know, whenever we find content that we think is interesting, we simply reach out to the creator and just say, hey, we think this is cool. Do you mind if we air it? And most of the time, people are fine with it because, you know, they're public access. So, you know, we're not making money off of the channels or anything. It's just things that we find interesting. We think that other folks will find it interesting as well. And we put it on the channels. And then once the shows end, we have a little bulletin board that plays there and has upcoming meetings and upcoming events. So, yeah, it's a full-time job to schedule those channels, but Mitchell Anderson does a great job with that.
Very good. So tell me more about the school channel. Do you all do any work on their channel as well, or are you all just James?
Yeah, we oversee all three of the channels.
Okay.
Just because, you know, for staffing reasons and everything else, but on the school channel is where we air the school board meetings that they have. We also air a lot of educational programming on there. So NASA has, you know, a treasure trove of, you know, TV shows and live streams that you're able to air, you know, as long as it's for educational purposes. So, you know, NASA TV is what they call their local channel or their online channel. So we air that a couple hours a day, every day. And, you know, any other educational shows, if they're local things that were produced, you know, during the pandemic, a lot of people were producing a lot of educational content. We air a lot of that on the channels as well.
Very good. Well, and I know about NASA TV because they win a lot of awards, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
it's kind of hard to compete with space.
It is, but, you know, it's always cool, like with the Communicator Awards and the Telly Awards is another one that we love entering into. When you look at the list, it's that one isn't just for government. So you'll see NASA on the list a lot. You'll see Microsoft on the list a lot. So it's always cool to be like, oh, I guess our videos of that same quality.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I know that I don't know how we missed our holiday episode, because it tends, you know, that's something that you and I do every December, where we get to talk about my favorite marathon, which is the, go ahead, tell the folks so they can have something to look forward to in December.
Yeah. So in December is the biggest marathon that we do, but you know, there's a lot of public access programming that dates back to, you know, the 1920s to about the 1960s is when there was a big public domain trove of, you know, if you didn't actually put in a trademark on the movie, it would just expire. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them just never got renewed. So we take those programs, and if they're, you know, related around a theme for, you know, we do a Halloween one, we do a Christmas one, we Valentine's Day, we'll air a couple of, you know, romance movies and things of that nature. But for the holidays, you know, we air it for about a week and a half. And it's, you know, just shows and movies that have been in the public domain. And, you know, it's a lot that you don't really realize that they're in the public domain, but sometimes you watch them, and sometimes they're very wholesome. Sometimes they're very campy, and we love them both ways.
Right. It's a great combination. And of course, the ever popular Santa and the Martians. Is that what it's
Santa
called?
Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. Yeah.
Conquers the Martians.
That is a favorite around here. We will always find people, you know, around TVs, around the, you know, county facilities around the holidays, right, just kind of watching it and just laughing, because it's,
right,
it's incredibly entertaining, and it's in color.
Right. Absolutely.
Which is awesome. Right on the cusp.
Yeah, very much so. So yeah, so we will definitely have you back next December. I'm going to write it on my calendar so we don't miss you this time.
All right.
But before, we're not in December yet. So before not we yet. Get there, something that you and I tend to do is we both have watched TV, lots of TV.
Yeah.
And we like to talk about what we're watching. But I have really bad news.
What's that?
I've been going to bed at like 9 o'clock every night for the last 2 months. So because I still have cable, my DVR is full. Full.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are multiple Real Housewives seasons that I've never seen, Below Decks, you know, all that high level stuff. Now, I will say I do watch, however, in the evenings before I go to bed, because I don't know why. But there's always Bob's Burgers, which is just, every time I watch it, it just gets better and better and better.
Yes.
And Family Guy, which, you know, unfortunately, that was part of my COVID times. We really watched a lot of Family Guy. So I'm still watching those.
Yeah.
But nothing really new.
Yeah.
But I've been reading books. Who am I? I don't even know. What are you watching?
Fine.
Okay, thanks. I know. What?
You know, I mean, you know, I tend to watch things that move, because I have a very short attention span.
Sure,
but,
sure.
Things that I'm watching. So Bob's Burgers, of course, you know, when you and I have talked about that over the years. My girlfriend still watches it every Saturday morning. Wake up, watch whatever the new episode of Bob's Burgers was from the previous Sunday. So we're still watching a lot of that. I have a tradition of whenever the Oscars get announced, we will go through the Best Picture nominees, and we try to watch all of them before the actual ceremony, just to get an idea of, you know, what is considered to be the best movies of the year.
Right.
So this year, I think there were 10 nominees. We got to 8 of them. We usually do a little better, but we had to miss a couple of them. But I mean, this year it was great. We watched a lot of good movies. Obviously, Oppenheimer won Best Picture, so that was a good film. Mm-hmm. Poor Things, the Emma Stone movie, that was a very interesting film. Mm-hmm. But we watch a lot of TV shows though at home. We right now we just watched, and I need you to put these on your list.
Okay.
The great thing about the streaming era is that you can just watch it at 8 o'clock.
Okay, true.
And then you can just fall asleep at 9.
That is true. Excellent
point. So we just finished watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Okay.
On Prime Video.
I'm writing this down. So.
Yes. I don't know if you ever saw the movie. Did you ever see the movie?
Well, that was original with Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. Never watched it, but I'm familiar with that. Yeah.
Yeah. So the show is a little bit different
okay.
In structure. You know, the movie is about them working for different spy agencies, and then they, each of the agencies have them put out a hit on one another, and okay. then it just okay. kind of goes from there. This one is, you know, they work for a spy agency and they're pretending to be husband and wife, and then they start to like each other, and then okay. it just goes from there.
But it's a show, so there's
yes, this episodes. One is a show.
Yep. Okay,
so hour long episodes, okay. you know, very very easy to watch.
My and who are Mr. and Mrs. Smith? I'm sorry.
This time it's Donald Glover.
Okay.
And Mrs. Smith, I believe her name is Maya Eskrin.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I love Donald. So, okay.
Yeah. And it's, you know, if you like Donald Glover stuff, you mm-hmm. will probably like this. It is
okay.
same producer that did other Donald Glover shows, Atlanta okay. and things like mm-hmm. that. So,
mm-hmm. okay.
so it's in, it's, you know, got the same vibe.
All right.
Other Donald Glover things.
Okay.
But yeah, that's a and good one. You want some more?
Yeah. Well, let's do two more.
Okay. All right.
Ooh. Okay.
Well, I did. My girlfriend did get me onto The White Lotus.
Okay.
So we went through that very quickly. The two seasons that are out.
Mm-hmm. I saw the good. First one. Did not see yeah. the second one.
Second one also very good, and I guess it's kind of anthology style. So the okay. second season is. Just takes place at a different White Lotus resort.
Okay.
So the only character that's recurring is Jennifer Coolidge.
Gotcha.
So this is just her. Yeah, yeah. She is great. So it's just her visiting a different White Lotus resort, and then obviously hijinks ensue as they always do at this
right.
resort.
Right, right. But it is not a slap happy comedy show.
Not all the time.
Right. No. Exactly.
There are certainly some parts that will make you laugh.
Right.
But there are parts that will not.
Right. For sure.
And yes, it is a very fascinating show. I was a big fan of that.
Yes.
I can't remember if the last time I was on here, I mentioned this show.
Okay.
But for my last one, it just came back this week on Netflix. Okay. It's called Girls 5 Eva.
I have heard about that.
Yes.
And it's like an older... Girl, they were a singing group when they were younger, right?
Yeah, so it's Sarah Bareilles, Renee Goldsberry.
Okay, yes.
And Busy Phillips is in it, and a few other folks. And yeah, the plot is, yeah, a girl group from the 90s okay. that gets back together when a rapper samples one of their songs, and then they become famous again.
Gotcha.
And then they try to rekindle their... you know, find their past glory, but they're much older with families, and it's a fascinating show.
Okay.
It started out on Peacock.
Okay.
And then Netflix picked it up for this third season.
Okay.
So now it's all on Netflix.
All right. Well, that is on my list.
Yes. Please watch them.
Okay.
It's very difficult for me to watch shows just because I think I told you before, I'm very much a, you know, I'll just watch Seinfeld again kind
right.
of person.
Right. But... very easy to do that.
Yes, but we're still in such a golden era of television that there's so many new shows out that, you know, those are just a couple that I think anyone would find an interest in them.
Okay. Well, now I just remembered one that I did watch before I started going to bed before, you know.
Okay.
And did you watch the most recent season of Fargo?
No, Fargo is on our list, though.
So good. Well, and Fargo is like, you were talking about White Lotus, except mm-hmm. there's not really a character that's in each one of them. It's a whole different story each
yeah.
season, but there's some connection with Minnesota and North Dakota in there.
Yeah.
This one has John Hamm.
Okay.
And I never watched John Hamm on
Mad Men.
The big one. Right.
Yeah.
But I've enjoyed his comedy stuff. You know, I think he's a pretty funny guy until I
yeah.
watched this one.
not very funny in this one.
No. And then the one of the, oh, what's her name? Jennifer Jason Lee is
okay.
in it.
Yes.
She's amazing. And then the woman, okay, this are people that are still listening are like going, okay. Or they could be yelling at their radio. That's what I do when I listen to podcasts and they can't think of the name. But what is her name? It was the Ted Lasso.
Mm-hmm.
And she is the younger woman on Ted Lasso.
So she's Keeley in Ted Lasso?
I think so.
She's the one that dated Roy and Jamie.
Yes.
Her name, I'm trying to remember her actual name,
It's a
but
unique name.
yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is a unique name. If my girlfriend is watching this, I'm sure she is screaming at the screaming at it right now because she would
Yes,
remember her
it's this
name.
name. But she is like the main character, and her and John Hamm. Oh my gosh. And then the guy from New Girl, Winston.
Yes.
I know Winston's been on other things, but I know him as Winston from New Girl.
Yeah.
And he's on it. It's Fargo is amazing. And all the previous seasons, they're all amazing. So I
Yeah.
strongly recommend. But again, there may be some funny parts, but few and far between. It's kind of
Yeah. We
intense.
started watching a new show the other night called Shogun on Hulu.
Oh, I see
And
that advertised. Yeah.
so far it is great, but another one of those not funny. Not funny
No.
at all. If you are pulling up the show for humor, you are in the wrong
Right.
place.
Wrong place.
But it's very interesting.
Now, I will say, because when I'm not reading books, I'm building puzzles. I'm really worried about myself, Chris.
There's nothing wrong with puzzles. There's nothing wrong with books either. But I think the last book I read was about Roger Federer,
Oh, okay. I'm kind
which.
of on a big Agatha Christie. What was his name? Hercule Poirot or whatever. I'm reading all of those books,
Wow.
all the books where she has him as the main character. Anyway,
Okay.
puzzles. While I'm working on puzzles, my husband has started watching, or we're almost done with it now, but The Expanse, which is a big sci-fi TV
Yes.
show. And so I listen to it and I periodically comment on it. But I do know that while it is very good, he has lost a little bit of his credibility when he makes fun of my shows, when I start watching my shows again, because if I read the closed caption that says rockets whoosh one more time, I'm just going to be like, okay, it's all the time.
You know, captioning is one of those things that if I had to choose a different job, I feel like it would be really fun to be a captioner
Yes.
because I would love to write rockets whooshing and people say, that makes sense.
Right. Well, and it does. But yeah, it's just constant rockets whooshing. But anyway, it's a good show, but not my normal show. So we're going to wrap up the TV show discussion, even though we have always said we could do a weekly podcast just on what we're watching. And
And
I
we
would start
will.
watching TV again. We will.
Yes.
What is your all-time favorite Bob's Burgers episode?
My all-time
All time.
favorite episode. I still think my all-time favorite episode is the Mulissa episode. I think it's episode two. But the
Yes.
episode, yeah, where the activist is outside with the cow, I guess.
Yes.
And yeah, I still think that is my favorite all-time episode. The first season just drew me in so much, and it's wild to think I watched it. This might date me a little bit, but I mean, I first watched Bob's Burgers my freshman year of college. So
Wow.
it's amazing to think that I've been here now for 9 years and the
Yep.
show is still going on. There's a
Yep.
movie,
Yeah, it's
but
amazing.
yeah, it has held up very well for an animated show. Usually they start to lose steam around, season five or
Yeah,
six.
no, not at all. So the way that you answered that makes me think that I must have asked that the last time we were on the podcast.
No.
Oh,
Oh, no,
okay.
why?
Okay, well, I was worried. Oh no, but here's my favorite one. It is the Halloween episode, which are always amazing. They're Halloween episodes. I do really love the Goonies episode, but
Yes.
the one where they finally are able to scare Louise
Yep.
is I will not lie. I sit on the couch with tears in my eyes every time I watch that one because it is so sweet
Yeah,
and wholesome, and I love it.
she is my favorite character on the show. My girlfriend always says I'm a mix between Louise and Bob,
Yeah,
which,
okay.
I'm not really sure how that's possible, but yeah, Louise, I would say she is my favorite
She is
character.
amazing. And every time I try to come up with a favorite, I can't because I love them all. I love regular size Rudy. I
Yes.
love Zeke. So I can't. It's
Yeah.
just I love truly each and every. Oh, and my goodness, the old couple that work at the arts and crafts store.
Yeah, like the flower kind of deal. Yeah.
Yeah, all of them. Anyway, whew, I think we've covered. I don't even know how long we've been recording, but we
That's
really
okay.
could. We could do this
Yeah,
all the
it's
time.
an episode about video, and we're talking about video. This
We are
is
talking about
all
video.
good.
Absolutely. Well, Chris, before we let these good people go, is there anything else that you would like to talk about before we wrap up?
Yeah, I'll just do our normal plugs like we did earlier. If you want to watch any of the channels, you can watch them online, streaming 24/7 at jamescitycountyva.gov/TV. We'll take you over to the live stream section. Also, our YouTube channel, we post all of our podcast episodes and all the videos we produce on there. We just recently put out a video for the Clean County Commission, which is a local sustainability organization that the county runs.
It's really
We
well
also,
done, too.
yes, it is. Thank you. Oh, the organization I was talking about. Yes,
No,
thank you for the video.
well, the video is really well done, too.
We also just put out a video for Parks and Rec, kind of going over the services they provide. And we also put out promos for Newtown Tunes, which is coming up soon. So we've been very busy, and we got a couple more videos coming soon, probably in the next month or so.
It never ends.
It does not, but it's good.
Yes, it is good. We all love what we do. So, and you all do such a great job.
Thank you.
So, again, Chris, thank you so much. And, maybe people will watch this and they'll be like, oh, I really would love to hear them talk about TV once a week. And then we'll just make that. Oh, we really just need one person. So, if you're listening,
Absolutely.
we just need one. And if you say, oh, no, we're not going to take that away from the one. So, right? So, like if one of our partners calls in and says that would be the worst thing ever, we're not going to listen to those.
No.
No,
No,
no.
no. It's only, if you just want movie recommendations or show recommendations, please let us know. If you do not, don't let us know.
Don't
We
let us know. I
just,
like that. I like that.
And we'll
Chris,
just keep it that way.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, as always, Chris.
Of course.
Well, that wraps up this episode of This Week in James City County. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, please be sure to subscribe. That way you will never miss an episode, and we will be so very happy. And also go online. We're at jamescitycountyva.gov/podcast. And while you're there, you're going to find all of our episodes as well as a form that you can give us show ideas, comments. You can even give us critiques as long as it is not, please do not do a TV show. So does that make sense? I think that makes sense.
Yeah, you can give us constructive criticism that leads us to talk more about TV shows.
Perfect. Perfect. Just what he said. Okay. Very good. So once again, thank you all so much for tuning in, and we will talk with you next week.